Hi, my name is Baloji. I'm from Congo, DRC. I'm based in Belgium. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and video director.
Le loup est dans la messagerie. Qui a donné mon numéro au mari? Clandestin derrière les vitres embuées. Maman baladeuse et des spasmes agacés.
Baloji is a well-known name in Belgium and France. He's received many honors for his work, but his life has been a journey of struggle and perseverance. He was born out of wedlock. When he was 3 years old, his father brought him to Belgium, but did not tell his mother.
One day she came to pick me up at school and I was not there. So she was like, oh. So she called my dad and he said, yeah, bring him to the land of Marvin Gaye and he will come back when he's 18.
Marvin Gaye had once lived in Ostend, Belgium. That's where Baloji grew up. But the years that followed were often difficult. He left home when he was 14 and dropped out of school. At 15, he was introduced to rap and joined a hip-hop collective that got some notice. But it was a surprise letter from his mother that changed Baloji's life and launched his solo career.
I was 26 years old when I received that letter from my mom. I thought it was first a fraud or somebody trying to take advantage, but she knew a lot of information and pictures of me and her when we were kids. So it was like a very strong moment in my life. She said, hey, I saw you on TV with your hip-hop group. It's funny, your dad told me that he bring you in Belgium to the land of Marvin Gaye. So that really stuck in my head and inspired me to do my first album, which is dedicated to my mom. And it has this big Marvin Gaye influences inspired by a song called I'm Going Home to See My Mom.
I'm going home, see my mother. I'm going home to see my dear old dad.
So I thought about doing a record for her with all the different moments in my life, till the moment I finally go back to meet her.
He named his debut album Hotel Impala.
Hotel Impala.
Répulsif dans les émeutes, comme tout lieu de privilège. Mais comment rester neutre? En temps de guerre civile, tout se précipite. Une victoire pour le peuple et pour mon père, une faillite. Il compare les épreuves de la vie à des jeux de foi.
Baloji's latest album tells the story of what happened.
So, my latest album is called 137 Avenue Kanyama. Yeah, it's related to Hotel Impala because, for example, it talk about the day I finally met with my mom with a song called La Dernière Pluie, which is like the centerpiece of the album. And this song is talking about how we met physically, how it happened, how I was feeling, how she was feeling, and how we were both nervous.
C'est le charme trouble du déjà vu. Une scène sans foi vécue, sans foi attendue. Parce que dans l'attente, on se projette. Et quand arrive le moment, on est trahi par ses propres gestes.
So basically, I'm talking about the fact that for the first time going back to DRC, meeting my mom, invite her for dinner in a very fancy restaurant in a way. She came with my aunt and they looked at the menu and they say, yeah, every meal costs at least $20. So we're not going to pay that because we can buy a pack of rice for that price. And the moment she told me this, it's like reality check. But the song detailed the whole dinner, the whole cultural differences that we had just by the way we were eating on the table and how we were sharing different experiences of communicate with each other. And for me, it was connecting with my mom, and I was expecting us to hug and to just being in a love relationship. And for her, it was like, I have to take care of her and my little siblings. And that's what she asked me for, and she didn't really expect me to give her a present that it was not money, basically.
Notre chanson faussement douce, maman tu m'as laissé enfant, je suis revenu bisounours dans le cycle du rejet, sentiment incertain dans le cycle du rejet, ma rancœur est sans fin, je suis l'enfant parti avec l'eau du bain.
So I would like that people who listen to my music just understand the freedom in terms of the form that we can be extremely creative with whatever we do. And I think that's something I learned in the 3-4 years is just whatever happened, just do something that will last and that you'll always be proud of.
Quand tombe le mercure, le ciel pique du nez, les éclairs ce sont des fissures dans un plafond goudronné.
Congolese Belgian artist Belogie. His remix album, Kanyama, the yellow version, will be out next week.